This is an interview with Miss Margaret Harrington for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program on World War II Women by Janice Cafaro at 48 Sexton Avenue, Struthers, Ohio, on October 25th, 1985 at 2 p.m.
First, could you tell me a little bit about your background? When you were born, a little bit about your family life? Stuff like that, huh?
Well, when I was born in 1909. How about that?
Okay.
March the 16th, I'm a real Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Were you born in Youngstown?
What's that?
Were you born in Youngstown?
I was born in Salem, Ohio. And then we moved to Struthers when I was about 4 or 5 years old from Salem because my mother's people had a farm out on, out on Pullen Avenue. We were back in off the road. And she had sisters that lived there and they wanted her to come back there and live. And so we came back there to live in about 1916, I guess. And we've lived in Struthers ever since. And we lived on the farm, there were five of us, and all the way through high school we lived out on the farm. And then in 1947 we moved down. My parents were older, they were in their 70s, and they wanted to get off the farm. So they moved down here, 48 Sexton. And what about myself other than that? I've worked for 45 years after I got to working, after I graduated from high school in 27.
Struthers High School, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
1927. And then, my first job was in a grocery store and a meat market downtown Struthers as a cashier. And
how old were you?
76.
Oh no, when you got your job.
Huh?
When you got your job.
I think I was 19.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what meat market did you work at?
What's that?
What meat market did you work at?
Chewy's. Chewy Brothers. C-H-U-E-Y Brothers. Mm-hmm. And I worked there for 8 years, and that was during the Depression, and they went into bankruptcy. And then, let me see. Well, I didn't work for a while, I guess, and well, I did. I got a job finally at Sears Roebuck, downtown Youngstown, back in about 1939. And then the war came along, the 1943, I was transferred to Springfield, Ohio, as a credit manager at Sears credit manager. Then, let's see, I worked there about 9 or 10 years. I came back home in 1951, and in 1952, I got a job at Raffle Brothers. They sold restaurant supplies on Boardman Street in Youngstown. Then, in 1964, they started the Barbies. And I worked until about 1973 when I retired. And I was most of the time, all the time that I worked for the Raffles Garden. And then 1973, since I retired, well, I haven't done anything. I rest a lot, and I read a lot. And,
Okay. Well, going back to the Depression years.
What's that?
Going back to the Depression years.
The Depression years?
What was it like during then? What was your life like?
Well, our life, I was out on the farm at that time, so of course my parents had big gardens they planted in the spring, and then in the fall when they harvested, why, they canned things, and of course they had to come to town, downtown, to the Chewy Brothers and get their meats and things like that. And what I remember were the soup lines and the WPA, the Federal Work Progress Administration. And then there was another work program, but I don't remember what it was. And there was a CCC camp. And I don't know whether that had to do with forestry or what. But those are the things I remember. And I remember when the banks closed. That's when I was down at Chewy's. And,
Oh, what did people say? What was the reaction?
Oh, the reaction was terrible because a lot of people lost their money. Mm-hmm. Of course, we never had much money in the bank at that time. And, yes, and then when I worked, it was around that time I worked with a girl that was from Johnstown, PA. And, her folks, there were five sisters, and they lost all their money in the banks, and the bank presidents committed suicide, they jumped out windows and things like that. It was terrible.
In Johnstown?
What's that?
Was that in Johnstown that happened?
That was in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that particular, but it was the same way around here that the banks closed, and a lot of people lost their money. And, let me see. What else do I remember? Well, now, wait a minute. Let me see here just a minute. I was talking to my friend next door, Bernice Higgins, and she remembers. She lived in the sheet and tube houses. And they had the company at that time had a place where their people could pick up the 10 pound of potatoes, flour, sugar, cheese, and all that stuff. And then they would have to charge it because nobody had any money, it seemed. And then when it was all over, she said they all got back to work. The company then would take out a little bit at a time until they got their money all back. She said they were treated pretty well. She remembered that there was no electricity and they burned oil lamps. But, of course, as I recall, when we went all the way through high school with oil lamps. We never did have electricity. And Rose Maseko, she remembers the shanty towns under the Cedar Street Bridge. Men lived down there, and they made their little shanties out of pasteboard boxes and things like that. And then I suppose they went to the soup lines for their food. And let me see, what else do I remember?
Did your father work?
They had something going on Poland Avenue, I don't know, it was like in the ditches. They were probably, yes, my sister was telling me, she's 10 years younger than I am, and she remembers that he told her to always have at noon, have a bottle of water for him. So it was out around Poland Avenue where they were digging some ditches, I guess. Things like that. And it was not a very nice time, I'll tell you that. Let's see if I can remember anything else. Oh, the best Christmas I ever knew. We didn't have any money, but we... I should figure that one was really...
What was Christmas like without any money?
Well,
did you make things, or...?
Well, yes, you did, Ben. Yes, you did. And I know, see, we had... Living on the farm, we had loads of the evergreen trees, and we always had a great big tree, and as you say, we had lots of things that we made to put on them, and then they had live candles, you know, and it was different, all right, than it is now.
What was your reaction to the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
Well, I remember definitely. I was out on the farm. I think we had company, but as I say, I do a lot of reading. It was in the afternoon, and I had my radio on. It was I was reading something, and I heard it, and I didn't even think it was very important. I went downstairs. Everybody was talking about it, so of course I got all excited too. I thought it was a horrible thing. I really did. Everybody did. Now, how old are you?
23.
23, uh-huh. Yeah, well, you can't picture some of these times.
Did anyone you know go out and enlist?
What's that?
Did anyone you know go out and enlist?
Oh, yes, my brother enlisted.
Uh-huh. What did he enlist in the Army?
He was in the Air Corps, and he was killed over there. Yeah. He never heard from me. He was a wonderful guy, too. But those are things you live through somehow. It was pretty terrible at the time. And, I don't remember. Well, I did a lot of, not a lot of, but during the holidays, I know I went back and forth on the train from Springfield to Cleveland, and I had to take another train to come down to Youngstown. And I remember, too, when the boys got on, you know, and the mothers screaming and crying, and I thought it was a terrible thing, that they couldn't control themselves, because the boys would have that to remember.
Why were you going to Springfield?
I worked for Sears in Youngstown at that time, and that was when the war started, and Sears always hired young, single men. It didn't cost them as much.
Okay.
So they had no alternative but to have women. That was never heard of before. And that was in 1943. And I was transferred down there as a credit manager. I was down there until 1951.
Did you work with basically men then?
What's that?
Did you work with basically men? Or were there a lot of females by that time at Sears?
Were there a lot of what?
Females. At the time you worked, because you said Sears started to hire women because of the war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the time you were hired, were there a lot of women, or were there still basically men?
Oh, no, they were very, very few, very few. And, well, that's how I got down there, and,
What was it like being one of the few women in an all-man's department?
Oh, well, I had other, girls working for me. Of course, I was a lot younger then. And, I had about a dozen in the department. It was a big store, right downtown in Springfield.
And what did you do? Collect bills, or?
What did I do? No. Each girl had a job to do. One of them was to check the credits, and another one was to the collection. A couple of them were collection, and what I did was more or less overseer. And that's about it, I guess.
Okay. How did your life change?
would I like to change?
No, how did your life change?
Well, changed it. I never thought of ever going away from home, and I really didn't want to go, but anyhow, I got used to it, and I made a lot of friends down there, and, let's see, didn't change a whole lot, I guess.
Okay, do you remember, the mood of the country during that time, you know, their attitude towards the war?
Well, yes, it wasn't, well, I'll tell you, no, that was the First World War.
Oh, you can tell me that, to compare it.
Huh?
You can tell me, that would be interesting, you can compare the two wars.
Well, it seems to me like in the First World War, you see, they didn't know enough about what was going on, you know, to have any real feelings about it, you know. It was just the war. And the Second World War, of course, we didn't feel very good about it at all because our brother was in there, and we never knew, we never heard from the day he left because of check all the mail and everything, you know, and we never got too lot of information.
What did your brother do in the Air Corps?
Well, he was in the Signal Corps to begin with, and then that's when he went up. But he was in the Signal Corps on the ground, and if he'd have stayed there, that would have been fine. But then they were asking for volunteers to fly in these B-17s, and he wasn't a flyer, but he was I guess they put him in as the tail gunners. He was on the back of it, you know, with it. And of course, then when he was, we never heard from him for the longest time. And when we did hear, my mother would get a telegram saying that he was missing. They didn't know any more than that. He was just missing. So then about every 6 months, she'd get something like that. And it was almost 2 years when she got a telegram saying, his body is at a certain place, where do you want it shipped? So you can imagine what she went through.
It must have been very hard on you.
Oh, it was terrible. So,
you didn't know for all that time.
Very, very sad. He was such a wonderful guy. That's why I volunteered. He would do anything for anybody. So he was doing it for his country.
And you didn't find out the exact circumstances or anything?
He never found out what. But they did. My mother, of course, said she wanted the book shipped back here. He's buried out in Calvary. And, you don't open the casket or anything like that, but they send somebody with it. So, tough.
Yeah. And you never got a chance to really write to them or anything?
Well, you write to them, but you never get the... We never got any answers, you know. He had friends that also wrote around here, but she just, sort of stamped out a lot of stuff. There wasn't much I could say.
Right, because of security and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess he flew out of England, but we never knew that until it was all over. And there was another fellow from Struthers that was in his group, and he was the one that told us that he volunteered. He was the one that told us just, you know, what happened in that. And then there was another woman out in California, Whittier, California, that my brother was on the same crew, same ship as her son. And she had two sons, and one son was in I can't think what they call them, like they had numbers, you know. And the one son always knew where the other one was. And so both her sons came back. But they were on the same ship that went out. But the airplane itself went down, and her son came back, and she said that she wrote to my mother and told that there was no chance. You know, they helped him get out, but there was no chance, you know. So that's about all I remember.
How about, I don't know if you participated in or not, but I know they used to have dances at the YMCA on the weekends. The soldiers used to come in and stay there. Did you ever hear about any kind of activity such as that?
I never heard about that in Youngstown, but I heard about it down in New York City.
Okay.
What did they call that? I forgot.
No, I don't remember either.
Well, I have cousins down in New York City, and that's where one of my cousins met her husband.
During a dance.
The fellow that came in there to these, I can't think what they call those places, but anyhow, they had food and just a social life there. Some place to get together, I guess.
You said you like to, you know, you like to read a lot.
What's that?
You told me that you like to read.
Yes.
Okay. What were some of the slant of the magazines during the war era? Do you remember what type of articles they used to write and stuff?
No, I really don't. Must have been a lot different than now, anyhow.
Well, I was thinking, I know that the country's attitude towards women changed, and that was reflected in a lot of advertisements.
Oh,
and
yes, I guess so. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you remembered stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was perceived as your patriotic duty to go help with the war effort.
Well, that's true, too, yes. I guess a lot of people knitted and crocheted and made some things and sent some things.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I remember when the war was over, I was down in Springfield then. And, of course, I felt real bad inside, you know, because, well, of course, I was very glad to see these fellows that came back. Of course, they opened up accounts and all that, and it was good to know that it was over, but the night they celebrated it, the whole group of the girls, we all went over to one of the hotels and to celebrate, and they all scream and holler and have a great time, you know, and I just wept inside because I had nothing to celebrate. Yep. And then it seemed that another woman told me the same thing, that when you have somebody like that that doesn't come back, and, like, say, the first week or so after, every time you see anybody in a uniform, you could spit on them, you know, because you're so bitter inside. But then that passes in a couple of weeks. And you get all kind of strange feelings.
You think, why was your family signaled out?
I never thought that I could stand to go to a movie that had airplanes, you know, shooting through the air and all this stuff. And it was 5 years later, and I can't rename it, the movie, and I had never thought about it. I mean, I hadn't thought about it for a long time. And, oh, I tell you, just like it pierced you.
Mm-hmm.
I just cried and sat there. I didn't enjoy it all. It was a good movie.
How about today? You still once in a while?
No, I don't go to movies.
Well, how about on TV? They're always having World War II shows.
A what?
They're always having World War II shows today. You know, specials and stuff. Do you think they're pretty accurate? You know, because you live through the time and then you're watching it on TV. Do you think their historic portrayals are accurate? Or do you think it's more Hollywood?
Well, I really don't. See, I have a hearing problem and I didn't really get what you're saying. That.
Okay, the war movies on television.
Oh, now? No, I never watched them.
Oh, you
never
don't?
Never watched them. I see that. There's one continued on public television, 45, 49, but I don't watch it.
The war still bothers you a little bit?
Well, I like things that are pleasant anymore.
Right.
I don't go out of my way for looking for those kind of things. No, we watch good television stories, but I don't get to the movies anymore.
How about rationing? Do you remember what that was like?
Rationing? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Let's see. Yes, they did. You could only get so much and all that. I think you had a card or something. Don't remember now.
Well, your family grew a lot of things too, right?
What's that?
Your family had a farm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that must have helped out.
Yes, it did, but even so, I remember my mother had to get some things charged. And when Mike Chewy, the owner of the place, and of course she wanted to pay her bill, it wasn't all that much, maybe $25 or something. And he said, don't bother now, because he said, you know, it's all gone into the bankruptcy, so she paid it anyhow. She would overpay the fellow.
I know they rationed flour. Did that affect your cooking at all? Did your cooking change because of the war? Or is it about the same?
Cooking? No, I think it was about the same. My mother was a good cook. She made the bread, you know, she made bread and these cinnamon rolls. They weren't little things, they were great big ones. No, we always had plenty to eat. And as I recall, I went through a period of picayune, you know, you don't want to eat.
What?
What
was your social life like during the war years? You were young.
You didn't have a lot of that. No, you didn't have too much of that. I remember going to one or two dances, but I don't recall we had a lot of that. I think maybe they were in the homes more, that is, friends of mine, and we could have go to each other's homes. Parties and things. One friend had a big long living room. I could take that.
Was it a big adjustment not having any men around?
What's that?
Was it a big adjustment not having any men around? In general, you know.
General.
World War One?
My father, no, no. He had a family. They only took the people who were single.
Last thing you'd like to say, any stories or something that stands out in your mind during those years?
I didn't get that.
For a final question, okay. Are there any stories or anything that stand out in your mind? Something that is so different now that, you know, looking back on it.
Well, I can't think of any right offhand. Just living right in the now.
Okay.
Can't think of anything right off now.
Okay. Did you know any women went to work in the factories or anything during that time?
No. Let me see. Think of anybody. Well, there must have been some that I didn't know, but see, when I was down at Chewy's, they had a number of girls, and then they laid off all but three of us, I think, before it went bankrupt. And I can't think of other places what I just don't recall that. Well, I had a friend. We went back and forth to school together. Now, what she did, she went down to Dayton, Ohio. That was during the war. And she got a job with the war effort. What the Sam Hill was the name of the place. It was Patterson Wright Air Force hired a lot of people, and she was down there. I can't remember. She did maybe secretarial work, and then she was transferred on down to Cincinnati and worked for one of the generals or whatever they are. She didn't really like it very well. And that's how she got down there.
She didn't like the work, or?
She didn't like the boss, as I recall.
Okay.
She liked the work. And let me see now. Let's see what happened down there. I know down in through there too. The people that worked in jobs like credit managers jobs, things like that. Well, they had to get out of those jobs and work for the war effort. And this fellow that I knew, that's what he had to do. And what the dickens did he do? He took inventory of all the tools and everything like that up at the Wright-Patterson Air Force. And those are the things that happened then during the war were back. And that was the beginning, I think, of women getting into the workforce. That's the way I remember.
Okay, what year was this around? 43?
That would have been around 43, yes. Yeah.
A lot of men did those kind of things. They would transfer from their jobs and go
to
places.
They had these, like office jobs and things like that, they were taken out of them and put them into the war effort.
And who did they fill their jobs with? Women?
What's that?
Who did they fill their jobs with? Women?
Yes, that's how I got the job down there.
Okay. Did you still work with Sears afterwards?
What'd you say?
When did you quit working for Sears?
1951.
Oh, so they kept you then?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Then when I came back.
I thought maybe they just hired you for a short time.
No.
And then after the war was over.
Oh, no. No, you could work at Sears for years and years and years. They had a, what did they call it anyhow? When you left, you paid in so much. Well, that was Social Security, and also with Sears. You paid in, you paid in 2 or 3% of your earnings, and they matched it. Then after so many years, they doubled it and tripled it, and I think that was about the end of that. And then when you left them, when you retired from them, that's what they called profit sharing. And they had a good plan. And so when I left down there, I came back home, and I got about $9,000. So that was kind of nice and a good start for me.
Yeah, great.
And I bought war bonds with it.
Oh, did you?
And I never was sorry. I still have them.
Oh.
And they earn interest.
What are war bonds?
What's that?
I know what they are, but...
What's that?
War bonds. How did you buy them? Just like a regular savings bond?
Well, let's see. You could have it deducted from your pay or buy them direct. I guess I think it was through the banks. And what I did when I worked for Raffles then, of course, I figured the payroll and everything, so I had a card I set up for myself, and I will take $5 out of my pay every week, and when you got $75, then you bought one $100 bond. And then that's the way I got started. I kept doing that. But when I was down in the store in Springfield, they didn't take anything. I mean, they didn't cooperate that way. But I still managed.
And you still have them today?
What's that?
You still have your bonds today? Your war bonds.
Do I still have them?
Yeah.
They changed them from H bonds. See, they were E bonds when you bought them. And then you exchange them for H-bonds, and that's what I have now.
Oh, okay.
And then you get 7.5% interest on them every 3 months. And,
well, thank you very much for your time.
Well, you're entirely welcome. Now,